All right, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
I'm trying to figure out who you guys are. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Felicia.
What company are you with?
We are a third party call center.
You're a call center?
We are. Do you need me to look up your account and tell you which company you have a charge with? What's your zip code? 66102.
66102? Yes.
One moment. What's her first and last name?
Pardon?
May I have your name?
Rita Weaver.
Your email is Rita, R-I-T-A, W-A-B-B-I-T, at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second so that work can pull up for you. Please continue to hold for me. Okay, so I see where you completed a survey for the cookware, and you submitted your charge for $6.95.
Yeah, that was the only thing I was supposed to pay. Nobody told me you're gonna take $68.89 off my card. Nobody gave you that permission.
When you place your order for the cookware, it advises you at that time that you will be also enrolling into the membership, which is $68.89. And it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize that charge to be debited from your account?
I don't remember all that, but I'm going to go ahead and cancel that.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
I said I didn't authorize that, but I want to go ahead and cancel it. You need to put your money back on my card.
When you place that order, ma'am, that comes with it. And it asks you at that time.
Okay,
you
I want to cancel it, ma'am.
I
want to
cancel the account for you. That's not a problem.
Not the account, the whole everything. Because you guys made it sound like I was getting this cookware for $7, actually.
Did you read over the terms and conditions?
I read some of it, but it's too much there, and it's in little print. I mean, come on.
Okay, so I can go ahead and cancel your account, which will stop any further activity for you. I'm going to cancel your account, which will stop any further activity for you, and I'm going to provide to you a confirmation number.
All right.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That cancellation number is C as in cancel, 681. 260. And that cancels your account, Ms. Weaver. And is there anything else for you?
So how do I get my money back?
Okay, so that was a pre-authorized charge when the order was initially placed. I can honor a 35% courtesy refund and have it credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
No, you owe me all of it. You can keep the $6.95, but the $68.89.
You agreed to that monthly membership.
You took my Christmas money, lady.
Ma'am, I can put in the
VIP. I need my money back.
I can put in the VIP rate to get you a 50% refund, but that's enough.
Yeah, well, you trick people too.
As I stated at the beginning of the call, ma'am, we're not the company that you order from, Ms. Weaver, but I do know that those terms are on the website.
All right. Who can I talk to besides you?
That charge is valid, ma'am, with the company that you order from. We can't honor a 50% courtesy refund for you.
How much? How much was that?
That 50%?
50%?
Yes, ma'am.
So if I don't get that back, then...
It will be credited back to your card within 3 to 5 business days.
And if I don't do any, have you do anything, does that mean I get the...
The voucher has already been sent to your email.
The voucher.
The voucher was sent over to your email.
The voucher for...
On the $16.89, that's a monthly membership, and it gives you a shopping voucher valued at $125. And that can be used on the site's website store to make discount purchases.
You got me all confused now. I don't understand how you're doing things.
With that charge for $68.89, that is a membership that comes with the cookware that you enrolled into. On that $68.89 charge, the fulfillment center that you place your order with will send an email to you with a shopping voucher valued at $125. That voucher can be used to make purchases with.
Okay, so the $68.89 covers the pots and pans, right?
That is right, with that membership that you have shipped out to you, ma'am.
So a membership is meaning what? You're going to take $68.89 out of my account every month or what?
I stated to you that I canceled your account, ma'am, so there will be no further activity.
Okay, well, yeah, I'd like to have some of my money back. You guys are a rip-off.
I can honor a 50% courtesy refund, Ms. Weaver. It sounds like you did not read your terms and condition when you submitted your order. This was explained to you.
Okay, so what now? You gonna put it back on my card in 3 to 5 business days, is that right? Hello? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, my phone went out. Could you repeat that for me?
So it takes 3 to 5 business days to have my 50% back?
Yes, I have to send it over to your bank. I put the request in. I issued it on my end, and your bank, it takes 3 to 5 business days. No, it could be sent depending on your bank.
Well, it goes on a debit card, Direct Express.
Okay, well, in that case, it may go back maximum. Just depends on that account.
All right. You got my email. Just give me the information.
Yes, RITAWABDIT@gmail.com.